just all I can do to get these things up there and down and up and down a dozen times. And then pretty soon it starts going up and down, and I'll throw in some more. But at first it's a struggle until you get the strength, and pretty soon it's easy. You see? When you do it over and over again. So the self-discipline here, to self-discipline yourself over and over again, is a master technique. And to discipline yourself to act out of positive energy when a negative comes up. The Dalai Lama's asked, how is he going to get revenge for the communist Chinese killing a million of his people in 1 week in 1959? He says, no thought of revenge, your enemies teach you patience. Well, I think that's a different point of view than saying we're going to go out there and kick their butts. I got to go blow them up. We're going to tear them to pieces. You see? That's being on their level, isn't it? That would be right on the level. But he talked from a green level of understanding and patience of the heart. You see, he didn't go down the red level and fight them on that level, did he? You see? It's to lift up. To lift the consciousness upward. To reverse the polarities of your individual limited state to your universal being. To be able to have access to the synergic field of thought that's in this room. How much more would you know if you knew everything that everybody knew in this room? There's a jump up. How would you like to know what every human being knows? Have access to that when you go to do something, rather than access to your limited experience. See, that's why you're getting that crown connection. This will connect you to the universal mind. The golden energy at the center of the crown connects you to universal mind, the universal mental stratus. Today I was going up through there and I hit the golden bands. I started speaking in tongues there at one point. It just started coming out. And I realized I could hear my voice speaking in tongues as I was praying to God. We were chanting and the tongues came out. And I need to get back to chanting. They want to chant more. I had to come back to the people because I was going off to God. I forgot about you for a moment. There was nobody else in the room. I was just aware of God at that moment, praying. And I heard my voice coming out in another language. I don't even know what those words meant, the physical words that were sounding. But God heard the groans of my soul. The Holy Spirit goes towards God. Do you think he says, okay, so-and-so needs this? No, there's a groaning in the spirit. There's a moan and a groan in the spirit before the throne for your essence. You see, you can't speak the spiritual language if you speak English. You'll start hearing the sounds of the Swalhara, the crown chakra, the speaking of universal language into the crown. You'll have a language that speaks in air and sound, high pitch sound, and it'll have awareness on it. And you'll become enlightened or illumined to things. Through that awareness, it comes in. Swalahara, the crown chakra language. And sometimes it sounds like the whispering wind. And after that's done, you have a whole new awareness. It's a language that is not words. It's not like impressions either. Because this one you can consciously hear. It's like hearing it. Just like you hear the wind. You'll hear that when you're looking in the crown. And it may take, you know, you may get it the first time, it might take you months. You might not get it towards the last of the exercise. But if you start concentrating on your sound, one sign that you are clearing and purifying is the sound will become more intense, and it'll always also go higher in sound. It'll take another key. It'll go off the key you're on and get to another key. You see? You'll learn how to use the unconditioned substance that comes to you. A lot of you have been getting blessings, and you haven't been using them yet. That's good. We've been storing up some light. All of a sudden, there'll be a flood as things come. Boy, I've worked people to this point before, and I always told them, stay detached, stay detached. And guess what? Some get so detached, they leave me. Then they come back next year and say, I don't know why I left. I just want to be detached. Detached doesn't have rejection in it, you see. And what will happen is you'll find some detached states manifesting. You'd be walking where things used to really get you, you'd be watching. You'd just be a witness to them. Where things made you hurt emotionally, you'll be a witness. You'll see that. You'll be aware that there's a hurt, but you will not feel it and respond to it the way you did. You see what I'm saying? You'll see it now, and you'll perceive what it does. You'll learn what the law of it is. Then you'll see how that works in others, how that same law, when they get that kind of hurt,
little bit emotionally. There's a spirit that carries that emotional hurt, and it'll come on your aura. Well, what happens by practicing this lifting of this light, because that's what you're doing, that raising the elixir of life, or the kundalini, or the serpentine fire, you're raising that up, and you're doing that, squeezing your butt together and raising it up. Every time you squeeze together, you feel it going up, going up. And you may even feel a real hot rush, like heat. So one time I thought I was setting on a fire. Man, I'll tell you, my sexual organs were on fire, and the base of my spine was on fire right between the sexual organs. I was just there, and I was thinking, man, I can't stand this, and I started sweating, and my body started sweating, but I couldn't. I was at a point of, in the exercise, I couldn't move. All I could do was concentrate on this going up, and it was like having a hold of the dagger's tail, you know. I couldn't let it go, but I couldn't do anything with it either. It's like at one point it was just there, and it was kind of stuck, and I was trying to do something, and then I surrendered, and it went boom, and I could hear it, boom, sound like boom, and that's one of the sounds of the root chakra, boom, sound. And the grain will be much more nourishing for you than the pound of meat. And I'll tell you this, if you lay a pound of meat in the sun with a pound of apples after 4 hours, which one will you eat? It's so simple. Can you leave it out to the nature's elements? Does it have to be protected? If it has to be protected, then it's not natural. Anything that has additives or things in it like that, you should not take it. I know they advise people in the San Jose area not to put the water in their fish tanks and kill their fish. Well, if they can't put it in the fish tanks, well, I wouldn't drink it either. I wouldn't put it in my body. Spring water is good. Distilled water is good. Distilled or boil your water. You might cook all them little bacterias up. They'll come to the top and you'll see how much meat you're eating. You get a foamy stuff on the top. Yes? Safia Saibaba.
Safia?
It means the truth. The father of truth.
That's not the last
story. Yes, Safia Saibaba. Safia means the truth.
Visualization of the meditation colleagues on the brow area.
This isn't a visualization on the colors, this is an awareness on the crown. And so you're looking through the center of the crown, and there's no color involved. It's still with the direction of attention at that point. Color comes from higher mind. Color comes from higher mind. When you're using your third eyes, you're just looking through your higher mind to get the color. See, but you do it as above, so below. So you look through. There's no color when you get to a certain point of spiritual consciousness, no attributes and no elements. There's no limitations. It's a powerful possibility. There's a pure state. That's the purest state. It has no limitations. So you're looking upward now. Well, what happens? Attention is energy. Wherever you pay attention, that's where the energy goes. If you pay attention to the center, looking up in the center of your crown, then you get the energy going to the center of your crown, don't you? So that's so simple what we're doing. It's just a little simple exercise to transfer energy and the way the energy flows on our nervous system. See? A lot of people are down and out because their energies go down and out. You know, you can be up and on if you want to. So let's go on and up. Yes?
The energy you expressed it will flow into the front of your head. So now the goal is here, but wanting to flow into the front of your head.
We're looking through the center of the crown of our head. We're not looking through the bottom of the third eye, the middle of the third eye, or the top of the third eye. We are now gazing through the crown from the atman, right in the center of the head. Say an energy that goes about 2.5 inches back from the brow in the center of the head, between the pineal pituitary glands, in the focum, in the fourth ventricle. You're looking in there, and you're concentrating your energies there, looking up. And you might find your eyes are up. Probably seen some pictures of meditators sitting with their eyes rolled up. You find that your point of view, you're raising your gaze. You're raising your gaze. You shouldn't look down anymore. When you're walking, look up above the horizon. See, then you'll start ascension, just a little above the horizon. If you flew a plane and you put it right below the horizon, guess what happens? Pretty soon you go into the ground, right? Got the wrong attitude, they say. You need to raise your attitude. You need to have a little above the horizon so you're always lifting, you see. And so when you're walking, walk that way. You'll find it, you might be insecure for a while because you're used to making sure of every little step, you see. But you've been walking long enough. You don't have to worry about it. There was one exercise that we did when I was with this Indian shaman on the Walker Indian Reservation in Nevada. And it was running at night, and we had to run at full speed and look straight ahead across the desert. And the secret was lifting your legs high. The higher you lifted your legs, the faster you could go. And it was simple, because sometimes we hit rocks where you would have slid or slipped off because we were going so slow. But the speed, the momentum, and the balance, you know, all together, some areas we just were tiptoeing. I mean, we're flying so fast that when the rocks were all shaky, we were just kind of over it and just kept on going. But that sometimes the ground felt shaky under there. If we would have stopped at that moment, we probably would have fell, but we couldn't stop. So you get out there and run. If it applies, it'd be dark. You have to do it at night. See? It's easier to run during the day like that because you can look off and see what's coming. But at night, I mean, you couldn't see very far ahead, and if you keep your eyes up, then you're not seeing the ground at all. But see, you have a sense of the ground. You have an awareness that comes on that protects you because you've used that. There's a security, self-preservation mechanism within the being. So it won't let it go to destruction. And even if you're gazing up here, it says, don't even look to the left or the right. Because sometimes you may see something running alongside of you. Maybe the devil running with you. See? Maybe death. They said death runs with you at night. So I'd be running, and pretty soon I'd feel something over there, and boy, I'd run faster. I could beat everybody across the desert. You'd be surprised. I mean, I'd say, oh man, I can't run, I'm too heavy. And man, I was beating all them little skinny guys. I could run faster. When I saw death. I don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Just keep going. And you get that feeling called the willies. Getting on you. Wiggling on your back. On the outside of your back, not through the center. The finest energy in the center of the spine is a spiritual charge. It's called the mukta, spiritual light. There's different charges there. There's a psychic energy that goes up the spine. The center of the spine is subtler than the gross energy for the physical. So each one of those energies have a name. Like Buddhananda was the liberated bliss, the spiritual liberated bliss. It's an energy. There are 14 currents that were in there going up that spine. I was just told to go to 24. You know, only give me 24. I remember when I was raising just 7, 1956. I was just working on 7 on my spine. Then I went to 14 that year. 7 in the body, 7 out of body levels to attune to my nervous system. See? Now they told me to go to 24 to be at the throne room of God, to have the powers of the 24 elders, the 24 creative principles of creation that holds us all together. So that ritual I'm doing, just sending the lines of energy. Then the consciousness comes. So if you think you're going to get the consciousness before you're done with the exercise, you won't. So you can have a lot of intellectual understanding about it and knowing and those things, but to be is the goal, to be that energy. As you're sending it up, feel the divine energy of God is rushing in to fulfill you. There's one point when it goes up to the head where you will feel God's energy coming in. They call it the Shakti, or the divine energy. Divine energy comes in. It's a power. And you'll find your body might even shake under its power. It's just adjusting your nervous system. When that energy enters onto your, it can recondition your nervous system. It can adjust your nervous system where you couldn't handle certain levels of consciousness before. The healing power coming through, you might not have been able to handle it. Sometimes my hands, they just get so intense, they're just, they feel like they're on fire at some points when I start going to the healing work. And I've laid a strip thermometer on there, and it's been 102 degrees. That's a fever. But if you touch the rest of me and take my temperature, I'm not that hot, then my hands will be. And you put a strip on, I had this strip on my forehead too, and my third eye went up to 102 degrees. It shows that there's energy flowing through there. When it's more than usually flows through, more than normal, so it causes a friction. Right? Friction creates heat. So even the resistance of the molecules of my body created a heat. Sometimes while I'm teaching, the whole room will get hot. Not today, because we're using cooler energies. But some days I've worked and you'll look and you'll think, boy, the room is really hot, and you'll look and it isn't so hot. It's because of the inner energy that we raise, the Kundalini. Other questions? Anything else about this attunement? See, I'm going to give you this and I'm going away. See? you have any questions, you can just ask and your teachers there, because they've had to go through it more than once. And they're going to go through the same attunement with you. I told them, if you don't go through the attunements with your students, then you're a hypocrite. You can't expect them or describe things to them unless you're having the direct knowledge. You see, you don't want to tell them what I did. You see, then you have no power. Every time I teach the class, I have to go through all the levels of the classes. When I start to astrophysics again, I have to go right back to point A and work through all the fields again. You see, that's what that teaching astrophysics is a great teacher. It'll teach you so much, so much more than you got by sitting in the class. You will know so much more by teaching it. Gives you dynamic energy. Any other questions about this attunement? Black teas that have caffeine. Oriental teas usually don't. Jasmine or like Fuwal tea or green tea, or, you know, those kind of teas and stuff.
Valerian.
Herb teas. No, they don't have any. That's if you, valerian tea will take and heal your nervous system. It's a healer for the nervous system. It smells like electric burnt socks. Socks that are electric and burnt. Smells like athlete's feet socks that got burnt by electricity. I could hardly stand it. I mean, I'm so sensitive to valerian tea. I mean, you only have to bring it around that I'm already buzzing. I remember one time I took it to increase psychic energy, just like the tips off of pine needles, those little, the new tips. You would take the little ones off, not the bitter ones. These hardly have. You take those off and you make a tea out of them, or you put them in your salad. You'll find your psychic awareness will jump up. They really go zzz. They give you a clear psychic power. So we'd go out and collect those tips, just the tips off of the pine needles. Just the fresh new tips as they're coming out. Now's a good time because everything is budding. And it's new life in there. When they get old, they get toxic. They taste like pine oil. But these are kind of sweet. They're not bitter. If they're bitter, you got old tips. So that'll build psychic energy in there. Valerian tea, if you drink a half a cup of valerian tea for 2 weeks, then you need to stop. Otherwise your body will adapt and won't have the same effect upon you. Then you need to stop for 2 or 3 weeks and then you can do it again. But if you drank a half a cup every morning, you're going to notice a difference in your nervous system. It heals, and you'll find that your sensitivity, you won't react like a tight string. You know, like a tight string, if you pull a tight string, it goes, if the string is loose, it goes, boom, boom. You know, just plops a couple times. But if you're tight, that's the same with your nervous system. If you're tight, intense, and you haven't relaxed, you see, the lesson we gave on Thursday night, which will be given to the class down here, I think, in a couple of weeks, is a very important lesson. The one about the attunement to the stillness and attunement to meditation, you know, and the breath and each one of the nerve exercises. See, the exercises we've been giving you should be doing them. You should be doing your breath exercises still. You should be doing your breathing in and radiating the light over your nervous system, the nerve exercises you learned in the beginning of the course. You breathe in the light and radiate through and up the spine. Remember that one? Yeah. Each color. Well, you should be doing that one because that's a nerve exercise. And you're going to need that for your nervous system, say, as you're going into this type of attunement. Otherwise, energies get rough. Energies will be rough on you. I was going to say anybody that had missed more than four lessons don't come back to the master class, but I think that some of you still need some of this information, but you won't be able to graduate as a minister. You still can come to the master class, but next year you won't. This last year we'll do this. Usually we tell them if they miss three classes and out. We only want the serious composite power here, but then we'd only have about 8 or 9 people here.
field here, and he went over there and he picked the crutches up again. He says, oh, I don't think I need my crutches. I don't think I need them. I said, no, you don't.
He went.
Yeah, he was walking away.
He asked me out here if he was healed.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God, right. Witness down. Go tell everybody you're healed, right?
God does.
Yeah, he held his hand and I was praying for him, sending energy. Praise God. Good. God does it. It's kind of nice. Miracles happen all the time.
That's great.
That's what you're doing. Now, I'll tell you something. Once you start this celibacy, you'll probably get more attractive to more men and women than you've ever been before. You have to be very careful. You have to be very careful because they'll want you then. And they'll tempt you, they'll want you to. Because they'll feel that liftment in their sexual organs at a subtle level, and they're not even conscious of it. I know some of the guys that learned the tantric practice, when they were doing that, they go up and they get a gal and they go zzz up in front of them, and the girl go, and start swooning all over them. And I says, well, you don't do that, man. I mean, you know, you don't take advantage of it. He says, but it works. I says, no, you don't do that. If you're going to do that, raise them, enlightening them. But he liked charging the girls. Well, they will feel that energy. People will start responding, and they might want to come close to go in and up. See, at that point, you tell them, go in and up. They'll say, hey, well, let's get down and out. No, up, in and out. So you have to be careful, because that temptation will come. When I did that, I had more ladies come around than I ever had before. I kept doing that exercise, and I'd stand there, and I'd just be talking to my economy, and go, and I'd just watch them go, and they're just turning glowing pink colors, and radiance, they fall in love. Didn't matter if they were 6 years old or 60 years old, they all fell in love because it raised that energy and caused that energy to flow. So you're going to become magnetic.
This is the end of part 3. Blessings of Light.